Our team is on a mission in West Africa. Dinner time together is always a wonderful way to debrief the activities of the day, enjoy a wonderful Ivorian meal, and pray together. The hotel restaurant has served us well. The waitstaff are always full of smiles and ready to serve. Our team lead is fluent in French. He engages them with funny stories and silly banter. The other two colleagues and I throw in a few French words like yes, thank you, and good night. Or oui, merci, bonsoir. One night, two of us met for dinner. A young male server approaches the table, gracious as usual, and asks our desire for the evening meal. He returns with water, dinner rolls, and slips a note on our table. He's not fluent in English and had someone write it out. It reads, "Would you pray for me? My prayer topics. Number one, I am youth president of my church. May God help me to succeed in my mission. Number two, I want to success in my life and as a couple with my wife. Number three, I want to be successful in my ministry and business." As he read his note, the eyes of the guy with me lit up. Then mine agreed. We said, "Oui, oui, yes, yes, we will," nodding and making every nonverbal acknowledgement we could think of. In the States, I carry study Bibles in my car in case I meet someone seeking. I brought one to Africa. I ran to my room and brought it back to the table. With no translators in the room, we Google, "Can you take a break in French?" We find a quiet space near the stairs. We begin, and he drops to his knees. We fell to ours. Praying in our native tongue, he acknowledges in his. As we say amen, his smile lights up the room. Clutching his Bible, he says, merci beaucoup, meaning thank you very much. Smiling, we say the same, placing our hands on our hearts and pointing to the sky. You will know them by their love. That phrase is according to Matthew 7:20. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. How does the world know us? Do they see Galatians 5? Joy, peace, self-control, long-suffering? Let your life speak the universal language of love, and let God translate it for His glory.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others,